American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearm Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X-Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Rocking and rolling here in the Armed American Radio Monster Cast, Carr Firearms Group Studios. With you, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom on the Lead Slingers microphone. Every bit of it brought to you by X Insurance. Briefly, X Insurance is a real insurance company. X Insurance is not third-party membership. Buy training materials, do this, do that, and get this package here on the side. X Insurance is an actual insurance company that writes you a policy that protects your freedom. And while you're at it, they can cover gaps in your homeowners for your firearms. They can cover your lifestyle if you're one of those people that jumps out of planes or does crazy stuff like scales mountains. They'll cover you for that. They will cover, if you're a rock band, they will cover your tour investment up to us to make sure, see, they cover these things. They're an insurance company, and they also cover your freedom. They are taking the firearms industry by storm for a reason, because they are an insurance company. They cover the CCRKBA. They cover me as a director and an officer. They cover the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb and the crew, for a reason, because they're the best. And they also cover your freedom. Why would you, in for any reason, leave your freedom with anybody else than an A-rated company that covers you individually? You think about that. It's really easy to find out what you need to do. I have the policy as well. They cover my freedom. You can do the same thing. Visit xinsurance.com. Marty Daniel and Cindy Daniel jumped in the first hour with us, and the rifle raffle, the $7,742 package, went to an Armed American Radio listener, Joshua, out in Washington State. That was just fantastic news. Second promotion in a row. Armed American Radio listeners are stepping up to the plate. You guys are very important in this fight for our freedom around the country. And that's just small evidence of it. You're tuned in, you're paying attention, and you're taking care of business. And you know who benefits? The youth shooting sports benefit. That's who benefits. And let's go to Cam Edwards, who we've got for the half hour. Cam, the reason this is so important, the youth shooting sports, I talk about Marty Daniel and Cindy Daniel. Not sure if you're aware of this, but an Armed American Radio listener won a nearly $8,000 raffle package from them, and we had him on the show in the first hour. Here's why that's important. That idiot David Hogg was out there today in a tweet talking about how he was going to win and his generation was going to win because we're all dying off, and they have youth on their side. Really?
Yeah.
The youth shooting sports are the most participated sports in the country. And David Hogg doesn't understand that. So that's why this is so vital. And that's, again, why we're winning. Go for it. How you doing, by the way, brother?
I am fantastic. I appreciate the invite tonight.
Always a pleasure.
You know, I actually wrote about David Hogg at Barry and Arms today, as a matter of fact, because this was just so asinine. And you know, I'm showing my age, Mark, because I wasn't old enough to get the Doors the first time around. But I was in high school when the Doors had their brief revival with the Oliver Stone biopic, and, right. and I got into the Doors in a big way. And so I remember that song 5-1, where Jim Morrison talks about, you know, the old get old and the young get strong, and may take a week, may take longer. They've got the guns, but we've got the numbers. And I just thought, my God, this is exactly what David Hogg is saying 50 years later. What a moron. Understand, like Jim Morrison, by the way, did not understand that, you know, the young get old too, and as they get older, opinions often change. I think, you know, when I was 18, I was completely oblivious to gun ownership. I mean, it just was not even on my radar. But by the time I was 23, I was married. I was a stepdad of two. I was living in a not great neighborhood, and all of a sudden, you know, personal security and the security of my family was very important to me in a way that it wasn't just a few years ago. You know, you're right. The youth shooting sports is incredible. We have, what, 15,000 participants at the Minnesota?
And growing. That's just Minnesota. And the numbers are rising like crazy.
Right, exactly.
They're just blowing up, man.
Sport. But I also pointed out that there was a poll that came out earlier this year. This is ABC Washington Post poll showing that the decline in support for gun control was actually largest among young voters. Those voters aged 18 to 29, less than 50% of them say that they wanted to see more gun control laws on the books. This was earlier this year. So, you know, not only do we have young Americans who are embracing their sport, but we've got, I think, Americans who are embracing their right. And David Hogg, I think, is, you know, he's looking for attention. I guess the pillow company didn't work out. So he's, you know, hot back in his role as a gun control activist. But, yeah. You know, the truth is, Mark, you know, as you and I know, the Second Amendment movement's been around longer than you and I've been here. It's going to be here long after we're gone. I'm sure there are going to be people who are fighting to take our rights away long after we're gone as well. But I believe that we're going to win because we have the Constitution on our side. We have a stronger grassroots because I think we do live in a country where you've got more people who are willing to fight for their rights than there are willing to fight to take them away.
Cam, a couple things here. When David Hogg, survivor of Parkland, but I question that, and I don't mean this in a negative way. Let me explain what I mean. If you and I are in a mall, and I'm at Sears, I'm dating myself, Sears, I don't know if they're still there. You're in one anchor store at one end of the mall, and I'm in the other. And a half a mile away where you are, a sofa spontaneously combusts, and the furniture department goes up in flames, and you're in there, and they have to rush you out so you don't die of smoke inhalation. In the meantime, I'm clear across the mall, and I hear, beep, 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 and they're ushering me out. I don't even know what's going on. Am I a mall spontaneously combusted fire survivor if I wasn't even there?
Yeah, right.
Okay, here's why I say that. Because they get the pass, brother. Okay? Yep. With the media to play on that sympathy card. Now, look. Here's where I go with this. When you put yourself in the arena, the public arena, to fight these battles, and David Hogg does it every day. You wrote it. By the way, Cam's story is David Hogg, gun control will win because gun owners are old and dying off. He's talking about us, Cam. Excuse me. He's talking about us. But here's the thing. We're not dying off. But I kind of got to go here because I hate when people like Fred Gutenberg, who lost his beautiful daughter at Parkland, my daughter was Andrew Pollack, Meadows' daughter's age at the time. That could have been my daughter, right? And when they put themselves in the public arena like that, you and I are forced to respond when all we want to do as Americans is grieve with these people. And they make it so difficult and it's so hard. And I know we get put in this position. We have fun with David Hogg because he makes it easy. But the fact of the matter is, I wish it wasn't. I wish he wouldn't. I wish he would just go away and let America grieve. We know how to stop these things, man. Are they ever going to give us that opportunity?
Probably not. I mean, you know,
sad.
You know, and here's the thing. I've been, I think, lucky enough to get to know Ryan Petty over the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. His daughter, Elena, was murdered at Parkland. And you know, Ryan is not a gun control advocate. He and I disagree on red flag laws, but Ryan, I believe, is truly sincere in standing up for the right to keep and bear arms. He doesn't believe in gun bans. He doesn't believe in, you know, banning our way to safety. Elena, he said, you know, the favorite activity that Elena used to do with her dad, she wanted to go to the range and shoot her AR-15.
Right.
You know, this is a guy who I think, and he did not become a gun control advocate after Parkland. And yet, what he did do is, you know, he's worked with everybody from local sheriffs. He's on the advisory board for the Guardian program in Florida. He's gone through the training himself. He's worked with the Secret Service. And I don't see Ryan Petty getting the media attention that somebody like Fred Gutenberg gets for simply advocating for more gun control. Like, you know, God bless Fred, he and I have had some interactions on Twitter. I've invited him to come on Cam & Company. I'm happy to have a conversation with him. But, you know, I've seen Ryan actually put in, you know, hours on hours of his effort and his time because, he, as you say, he doesn't want to see this happen. Yeah. And he knows that trying to gun control our way to safety doesn't work. And so he wants to do what does work, you know. And one of the things that you talk about, we know what to do to stop this. You know, Mark, I mean, the simplest thing, according to the Secret Service report that came out earlier this year on school shooting plots that were thwarted, something like 94% of the time, the planner said something. Mm-hmm. Said something to a classmate, yeah, or to a parent, or said something on social media.
It's always, and I knew this was going to happen. We knew this was going to happen.
Exactly.
And it's always hindsight. Yep. Hindsight is crystal clear, high definition vision. It's 4K in the rearview mirror. But we've got one more segment with Cam Edwards. We're going to keep the conversation going. We thank him for being here and taking time out of his busy day. Back with Cam right after this. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Car Firearms Group Studios. The Lead Slinger's Mike powered up for you. Busting out freedom, filling your prescription for freedom across the country on hundreds of radio stations. I am Mark Walters, of course, filling your prescription for freedom today. All of it presented to you by X Insurance, Daniel Defense, great company. All of our partners, we're going to talk about them when we come back from the next segment, and I'm going to give you some websites to visit. You guys are stepping up, and I love you for it. Thank you very much. Armed American Radio listeners across the country have proven themselves to be a great group of people. Cam Edwards, welcome back, my friend. Hey, I'm going to let the David Hogg thing go. We already know where he's at. This is a guy who couldn't take down MyPillow, and he certainly thinks he's going to live forever. That's okay. We have the Constitution on our side, and he's just a moron. I'm more concerned right now about Ace Hardware. Cam, I love getting my grill parts at Ace Hardware. I love going to Ace Hardware. I've walked around Ace Hardware just because I was bored just to look at grills I already own. All right, and you've got to be somewhere. Brady targets Ace Hardware in new anti-gun campaign. You want to clue us in on this? What does Ace Hardware have to do with anything?
Nothing. They got nothing to do with anything. So there are like 5,000 or so Ace Hardware stores around the country. About 150 to 175 of them have FFLs. These are all, by the way, independently owned. They're independently franchised. There was an Ace Hardware in Wisconsin, which is where the gun that Kyle Rittenhouse had on him was originally purchased. And the guy who bought that gun is now facing straw purchase charges, right? Because it's alleged that he bought the gun for Kyle Rittenhouse. And so Brady decides, you know what? We haven't been in the news lately. We want to distract from our failure to get David Chipman confirmed. Let's go after Ace Hardware. And so they, you know, start this huge campaign. Tell Ace Hardware to reform their practices. Now, there's no allegation that Ace Hardware or any of the employees at this particular store did anything wrong. No employee is facing charges. So I don't know what Brady's doing here. But the good news is, Mark, I don't think you have to worry because I couldn't find a single retweet in support of Brady. Like, all of the comments were from gun owners and Second Amendment advocates calling him out. It really does demonstrate, I think, why we won with David Chipman, you know, because they really don't. They've got a money advantage. There's no doubt about it. But we have the real volunteers. There's no Disarmed America Radio.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Nobody's ever said that.
There's not.
There's no audience for that. There is no audience for that. You are correct.
For Armed American Radio. Which in a nutshell, I think is, you know, the one advantage that we have. Our friend Stephen Gutowski had a piece at the Atlantic over the weekend, which is, people should check it out because he writes about, you know, why we win even when the NRA is weakened. And it's because the NRA exists because of gun owners, not the other way around. That's what the left doesn't understand. Yeah. That's what gun control advocates don't understand. I think that we are showing ourselves to be this dedicated, empowered, you know, innervated, and frankly, very engaged group of Americans right now. I live in Virginia. We've got our elections coming up in November. And this race this gubernatorial race is going to be really close, Mark. And I think that gun owners are going to play a key role here. I wish Glenn Youngkin, frankly, had been and will be more outspoken in support of the Second Amendment. But Terry McAuliffe's out there calling for Joe Biden's gun ban.
Let's talk about Virginia. Let's go to Virginia for just a second. As you know, I have much history in Virginia. I graduated Radford University. Yep. I know you're out in Farmville, beautiful area. I used to drive through it on my way back to Richmond and Virginia Beach, and I lived up there. My parents lived in Herndon and Reston. My sister and her kids and my brother-in-law still live up that way. You know, one thing about Youngkin, I'll give you – I've seen polls now that show him as much as 4 points ahead, and then I see him now. They're neck and neck, all within the margin of error. I think Youngkin's got a great chance, and I do believe that this is going to pull out. I've been wrong in Virginia before, but I do want to make this point and get your take on this because what's the easiest way to ask this without to people who don't know what's going on in Virginia? I do not believe you. I think Youngkin is going to pull a Scott. That's what I'm afraid of in Florida. Scott had no reason to appease the left after Parkland and sign three gun control bills. All he was doing was trying to get the media off his back as if somehow he was going to draw lefties to him, which we all know was never going to happen, no matter what he did. And Youngkin, I fear, is doing the same thing. He's afraid to stand on gun control because he's afraid of those Northern Virginia, the Loudoun counties and Fairfax County areas up there in Northern Virginia. And I think he doesn't want to upset them. And if he does that, that's lack of leadership. He's going to lose the election. If he stands on gun principles proudly, he's going to bring those gun. He's going to bring those gun advocates that we desperately need to the table. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. And I think that there are, you know, there are two considerations, right? For us as activists, we want to see Youngkin stand up for our segment of rights. We don't want to, you know, him to be weak on this. From a political standpoint, you're right. You don't want to alienate those Northern Virginia moderates, right? So how do you do that? And I think an easy way to do that, I don't think from a political perspective, I don't think it makes much sense for Youngkin to start talking about Virginia needs to be a constitutional carry state. There's no way he can get it done over the next 2 years because the Senate is going to be controlled by Democrats. It's a moot point, even if you want it. But what he should be talking about is the impact of Terry McAuliffe's proposed gun ban. That's what he needs to be talking about, because that's what Democrats plan on doing if McAuliffe gets elected. He needs to be talking about the fact that violent crime is going up in Virginia since Democrats imposed the first gun control laws in 30 years of the state. Mark, we were the safest state in the union.
Well, I know.
Before the Democrats passed all this gun control, and now our homicide rate is up 46%. You know, this is how Glenn Youngkin needs to frame this issue.
Is he pointing that out, though?
You being able to he's not. I mean, this is a non-issue in the campaign right now, and it's driving me crazy because I understand the political caution. I understand he wants to, you know, not alienate those Northern Virginia voters. I completely get it. But there's a way to talk about this issue that doesn't alienate them and does call out Terry McAuliffe. And I don't see the campaign doing it at this point. And it is frustrating.
Boy, that's got to be. But living in Virginia, I've got friends down there that call me every day just pulling their what's left of their hair out of their head. I mean, it is maddening what's happening up there. But and again, I don't know the politics up there as far as the moderates are concerned. How many moderates are there really in Northern Virginia? Is it something that Youngkin really has to be worried about, or can he just stand up and say, look, you're not going to vote for, and just come out like Scott should have done down in Florida? Scott made a mess. And you know what's interesting? Prior to him signing those three gun control bills, at that moment in time, he was the most pro-gun, had signed more pro-gun legislation than any Republican governor in Florida. So you just never know how these guys are playing. Cam, we're getting ready to end this segment, which means I have to say goodbye to you. I could keep you for a three-hour show. And one of these days, I'm going to ask you to do a Mark and Cam for three solid hours, brother, and just talk about these issues. I hope you'll oblige.
You just let me know, man. And we're going to have you on Barry and Arms Cam and Company later this week.
Thursday,
we'll
right?
We'll talk about that. But yeah, happy to come on for 3 hours anytime you need me, man.
Oh, man, we'll have a great time. I'm going to hold you to that one. Cam Edwards, the great Cam Edwards, BearingArms.com. Make sure to read everything you write. You're going to get a ton of wisdom from him. I use him as a source every single day and have for years. Cam Edwards, thank you, brother, for everything that you do.
Thanks,
coming
Mark.
Up next, you got it, brother. John Lott coming up. We're going to talk about some defensive gun uses and some other stuff. Lots to cover with you. And then a special roundtable with AWR Hawkins jumping in. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Yeah, use that promo code AAR. I got a bunch of towels the other day, and I'll tell you why. Just real quick, fun story. I went to Costco and saw these big thirsty towels. They looked great. They were on sale for like $6. They don't dry anything. They just move water around. So I bought more MyPillow towels because they're the best. They actually work. And these things don't. So sorry about that, Costco, but put something on your shelf that actually works there for that $6. Maybe that's why it was $6. I know better than that. You get what you pay for. Welcome back inside the studios with me. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. HeavensHarvest.com, one of our newest partners, has the food supply that you need. The $179 gets you an entree kit. Right now, use the promo code AAR, get free shipping. Coming up in the next couple, 3 weeks, I was talking with Clayton. The promo was going to include with that purchase a pistol case. Yeah, we're working. The problem is it was in very high demand, so it might be a little bit longer getting a hold of the ones that we need in order to run the promotion. But nonetheless, we will keep you posted as we get ready to run that promotion. We also have another Daniel Defense promotion coming up, and we're going to combine that with everybody else, including X Insurance, Car Arms, North American Arms, and all of our great partners, including Tiger Light, the rest of them. Make sure to visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.org. Let's go to Dr. John Lott, founder of crimeresearch.org. Make sure you visit crimeresearch.org. You can donate for them monthly. I do. You can too. John sends you a handwritten note. And you know what you're doing? You're helping fund the research that the other side never tells us. Here's a headline from John from an email I got. We're going to talk about this on the program today. The news media's misleading coverage of defensive gun uses, why the fixes for vote fraud didn't work,
terror watch list, and red flag laws. We're going to go through each one of those with John Lott right now. Dr. Lott, welcome to the show, my friend. It is always a pleasure. Thank you for being here today.
Great to talk to you. You're ambitious.
Yeah, we know how fast time flies. You ready? Let's get started. How about we do this? The defensive gun uses, John, is a topic I love to talk about. I've written a book about, actually two, Lessons from Armed America and Lessons from Unarmed America. I got into a little battle when I was on the Larry Elder show with Carl Jackson just a couple days ago. A caller who was waiting online commented, apparently, or called in to say that my suggestion, even though I was talking about my own defensive gun use personally, the caller called in to say that that was so rare, it doesn't matter, it doesn't happen, it's a bunch of bunk. John, we know it happens. I'll let you take it away from there because you just recently wrote about it. What's happening here?
Right. Well, I mean, I can't blame the caller for having the impressions that they do. One of the things that we looked at was looking at the news coverage in the five largest newspapers in the United States, the New York Times, USA Today, the Los Angeles Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal. And between those five newspapers so far this year, they had a combined total of 10 news stories on people successfully using guns to be able to stop a crime. And, by contrast, they had something like 2,764 news stories over that same period of time where guns were used in crimes to either kill or wound people. So, you know, it's not surprising that people have the views they do. You know, besides just the newspapers, if you looked at CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, you'd find no news stories about people using guns to stop crime. And so, again, I don't blame the caller. The thing is, the news media, what makes something a newsworthy story, and this was kind of the point of the piece, isn't very representative of reality. I'll give you one example, and that is, if you look at the stories, and there's been about 1,000 stories so far this year that have gotten news coverage, though the vast majority, almost all of them, are in small local media markets, you know, a local mm-hmm. story that occurs. They'll get like one story someplace in the back of a newspaper. 43% of those stories involve cases where the attacker was killed. 42% of them involve cases where the attacker was wounded. Only 4% of those involve a brandishing of a gun, and virtually all of those involve what I would argue is a relatively unique case in brandishing, where the criminal was held at gunpoint until the police arrived, and there may have been other unique parts of that. But, you know, we know from research that about 95% of defensive gun uses merely involve somebody brandishing a gun in order to cause a criminal to break off an attack. And the point is that killings are more newsworthy than woundings, and woundings are more newsworthy than brandishings. If you're an editor of a paper and you have two stories, in one case there's a dead body on the ground, a sympathetic person like a victim, and then in another case, let's say a woman's brandished a gun, the would-be attackers run away, no shots are fired, nobody's shot, you're not even sure what crime would have been committed. What story are you going to go with? I think any of us would go with the first story as being more newsworthy than the second. Now, we may care about both when it comes to policy and the types of debates that it sounds like you were having on the Larry Elder show. But in terms of what's newsworthiness, that's a different story. And but it affects people's perceptions about the costs and benefits of guns. I mean, if they only right. hear, like I mentioned, the gun crime stories and virtually never hear about any type of defensive gun uses, and usually even the 10 defensive gun use cases that got coverage, a lot of them, something went wrong. You know, the defender may have stopped the crime, but he may have been killed in the process, or something else might have gone wrong. So these are not even kind of normal cases, but they give people a real misimpression of what happens that somebody's going to get shot in defense of gun uses when that's rarely the case. Particularly the more major outlets make it look like things often go wrong with regard to the defense of gun uses in the rare instances when they occur.
Well, you see, this is the narrative. I mean, this is how the narrative gets created. Listen, what John's telling us is literally how the narrative gets defined. And John, I would challenge the media at this point. And what you just basically said was, if it bleeds, it leads. And that's true. The editors want to go for that punch. But here's my take on this. They shouldn't. It shouldn't matter to them. They should literally just report the news. Why not bleed lead and then at least report the numbers and let people see the facts? To me, that's a lie of omission. And that goes to the heart of why no one trusts the media today. I'm driven to that story down in Lee County, Florida, where the Lee County deputy a couple of years ago was being attacked on the side of Interstate 75, John, and was the individual was on top of him, MMA style, trying to get his gun, trying to kill him. The deputy had lost the fight, and everybody was standing around at 5 p.m. at that intersection I've been to a million times, photographing it with their phones, when an individual pulled his Florida concealed carry, lawfully carried handgun, right, and shot the guy that was trying to kill the cop, eventually killing him. And the part of right. the story that should have led was the cop was white, the perp was black, and the gun owner, the CCW owner, was black. This had everything the media would have covered, except the wrong outcome happened. They didn't even touch it.
Right.
That's dereliction of duty. It's treasonous in my book.
Well, I mean, while some of these stories, can be explained as we're talking about what's newsworthy, it's not going to be able to explain everything. One of the things I talk about in the piece is that you look at mass public shootings. Over the last few years, the Crime Prevention Research Center has collected dozens of cases where what otherwise would have been a mass public shooting, according to police, was stopped because somebody was legally carrying a gun. Many of these are very dramatic, very heroic stories that occurred. And yet, you know, you're lucky to get a couple local news stories about these types of instances.
But because the wrong outcome. Not enough people were killed or nobody was killed because of the incident. We're getting ready to take a break. John Lott, compelling stuff. You can read all of this work. I'm looking at the column right now. It's at crimeresearch.org. Make sure to go over there and donate, so that this information gets out there. John testifies in state legislatures across the country and in front of the Senate panels, etc. We'll be back with John right after this. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me. Crossbreed Holsters, indeed. Crossbreedholsters.com. The promo code AAR21. Get 15% off across the board. DefenderCoffee.com. This is just a literally stupid no-brainer. Drink coffee, support the Second Amendment by simply buying Defender Coffee and drinking the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Honest to goodness. Defender Coffee. My wife and I drink the Liberty Roast. It's the organic roast. We get 5-pound bags of it, and I wind up giving bags away to my mom and dad because they're hooked on it now. And the nice part about it is the profits, you get to select where they go. Mine go to the Second Amendment Foundation. And at the end of the year, Defender Coffee sends a check to the Second Amendment Foundation. Drink coffee, support the Second Amendment Foundation. It just simply doesn't get any easier than that. North American Arms, gunbroker.com. We're in the gunbroker.com studios tomorrow, of course. Excuse me, we're on the Lead Slingers microphone. My Pillow, use the promo code AAR, the promo code AAR, AAR. Don't forget Bursa. And, of course, Daniel Defense, that amazing story with the Armed American Radio listener winning that $7,742 raffle package. And Marty and Cindy calling me on Friday at the close of that board meeting to tell me that an Armed American Radio winner had won. Of course, we had them in the first segment of the hour with the winner. Joshua, congratulations to you, my friend. And Marty and Cindy, thank you for everything you're doing. What a great partnership we have with Daniel Defense. So far, in the two promotions we've run, the raffle and the promotion, an Armed American Radio listener has won both of them, a DDM-4A1 rifle and that $7,742 rifle, scope, ammo, and training, including the travel, down to Daniel Defense package. Amazing stuff. Thank you for everything you do, Armed American Radio listeners. We appreciate your support. Believe me, and so do our partners. Let's go back to Dr. John Lott. Dr. Lott, welcome back inside with me, and you were correct. Greg and I were laughing during the break. Mighty ambitious. We'll never get to everything we want to get to. I'm going to leave you to go with this, both of these. I want listeners to hear what you have to say, and that is, I want to go to red flag laws. We talked about terror watch lists the last couple times you were on, but red flag laws are in your crosshairs today. What's going on? What do we need to know? Is there anything new happening?
Well, it looks like as part of this $3.5 trillion entitlement bill, part of it gives money to the Department of Justice to go and incentivize states to do things like pass red flag laws. And there was an attempt to amend it so that it would provide protections for people in the bill, but the Democrats voted that down. And so, you know, if they pass this $3.5 trillion, they're going to have billions of dollars that the Department of Justice is going to be able to go and pay states if they adopt red flag laws and don't have protections like a hearing or that you're, you know, provided a legal defense if you can't afford one. Those types of normal protections that exist in other laws, such as, you know, Baker Act type rules, will not exist for, you know, in these red flag law states that would adopt it.
And
it
because the individual hasn't been charged with a crime, right? Isn't that why? I mean, there's been no crime, so there's no attorney necessary.
Right. The only thing that happens with the red flag laws is the judge, when he makes the decision whether or not to take away your gun, has a written complaint in front of him. There's no hearing, no cross-examination, no ability to go and challenge the claims that are being made. And look, the claims may be perfectly well-meaning. You may have somebody who cares about the individual, they're depressed, are concerned about them, but they may not know all the circumstances that are there. You and I have talked about the case with Nikki Gozer and what it would mean if, you know, obviously when she saw her husband murdered in front of her, she was very depressed. A stalker had murdered her husband. Could you imagine if they had red flag laws and you had had some neighbor or friend or other person that's supposedly well-meaning say, look, I know she's very depressed. Her husband was just murdered in front of her by a stalker. And I know she has a gun. You should try to take it away from her so she doesn't do something. And, of course, that would have just made her much more depressed and would have made it so that she'd be afraid to go and talk to other people about her experience. And simply being able to go and talk to people can be very beneficial when you're depressed. But it's not just her case. You know, police officers tend to be depressed at a relatively high rate. They commit suicide at relatively high rates. And you want it so the police officers are unwilling or afraid to go and talk to other people about their feelings. But, you know, the whole point of red flag laws is really just to demonize guns. The notion, the vast majority of time these laws are used is for concerns about suicide. And the notion that somehow, if somebody's really suicidal, simply taking away their gun is going to stop them from committing suicide. It's just nuts. And, you know, we already have laws on the books like these Baker Act or different names in California. It's 5150 and other states that may go by other names. But you have mental health care experts involved in the process. There's a very quick hearing. If you can't afford a lawyer, one is provided for you. And a judge has a whole range of options, everything from voluntary treatment. You could take away your weapons if he wants to. He can go and have you be involuntarily committed. But having mental health care professionals involved in this process when you're talking about suicide seems essential. But yet the only option that a judge is given in the red flag law cases is take away the guns. And I think it's just this effort to make people think that just taking away a gun makes things safer, and that's simply false. I mean, there's so many different ways people can go and commit suicide. It's just not a serious response.
Well, if somebody's hell-bent on taking their life and you take their gun away, they're going to suck on a tailpipe or they're going to hang themselves. They're going to jump off a building. They're going to do what they want. If they're Jeffrey Epstein. And, you know, we talk about, you know, go to New York or go to New Jersey. Brian Aiken, I won't spend too much time on it. I want to move on quickly before we run out of time. But Brian Aiken's mom thought he was depressed up in New Jersey, called the called 911. And then she decided that, well, it wasn't necessary. Well, the cops had to respond. He wound up spending 7 years in a state penitentiary, charged and convicted, had a 7-year sentence before he was pardoned by the governor. I mean, this is crazy stuff. And the worst part about the red flags to me, John, is 100% of these judges, I don't care who appoints them, 100% of the time, the judge is more than likely going to err, quote unquote, on the side of caution and take away the guns because they don't want the alternative to happen and them to be seen
as the ones that had an opportunity to do something about it, and they didn't. John, you were right. Right, well, overly aggressive. Go ahead. You've got 30 seconds. All yours. Go for it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the problem is also it can cost $10,000 to go and hire a lawyer for something like this. I may want to have a gun, but is it really worth $10,000 to me if the only bad outcome from going through this case and losing is that they're going to take away my gun? So the vast majority of people don't have lawyers with them when they go in because it's simply a simple cost-benefit calculation. Yeah. I think that's part of the motivation behind why these red flag laws are set up the way they are.
No doubt they've been politicized, and we know from the Biden-Harris administration and just the Democrat Party as a whole, the ultimate goal here is to use these red flag laws to take guns off the streets. That's their modus operandi. Dr. Lott, thank you for everything. As usual, we'll bring you back to the program soon. As always, crimeresearch.org. Please donate over there and help Dr. Lott or his organization. Like I said, I donate monthly. You can do it too. $5, $10, whatever it is. When we come back, Armed American Radio Classic Roundtable, special guest in the roundtable with the regular crew, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. We'll see you after the break.
No amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.